Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:08. The sky is totally blue in downtown San Francisco, and the sun is out.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Baby, it's Friday.
Woo!
Gotta get down on Friday. Come on, get up. Shake it out, kids.
We're up.
Get up.
I had to stretch a little.
Ow.
This is how we do it. La 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 la.
Oh yeah.
Going back to Cali.
Cali.
Yeah, went back to
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Master!
Master, pulling your strings.
You always ruin it.
Yeah.
Yes, Sarah. I was doing it really softly this time, and then Bryn turned it down.
Yeah, I did.
Hey.
What do you say?
Something beautiful is headed your way.
Lame. So lame.
Oh, for nothing. Turned down for nothing.
Turned down for what?
Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Make it rain on them hoes.
That's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
Yeah. See you soon.
Nobody can say no.
That was too short, bro.
No eating something dangerous.
Say yes.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus.
California knows how to party.
California
knows how to party.
Oh,
there you go, human.
To show Avicii I was cool.
When I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do.
Thursday,
I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Oh. Gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. My wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest.
Of all the great songs in the world, this?
Don't you cry no more.
Look how much they love it.
Mashup.
Which one are we doing? Get up! That feels good. If you're going, you got to be going pretty fast. Oh, okay.
Despacito.
Burrito.
Oh. Despacito. Oh.
Domino.
Bomb, bomb. Bomb, bomb.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right.
How is Friday, Despacito everybody? The best song ever written?
Yeah, oh, how no. is it?
I feel like, what's happening? Are we still doing it?
I'm not sure.
Kind of limping at this point.
It fades out a little. You know, we have to catch. Out. We have to have time to catch our breath. Murky Water. I would like you to marry me.
Oh, you want?
Boo! Yeah, I hate that one.
Your butt is mine.
No, we can't play that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
We're not
right.
playing that anymore.
You're right. It's less funny now.
Yeah, what's less like funny? It. Murky Water.
Yes.
No, the
don't just don't say
the whole line. I
explain it to him off the air.
Yeah,
explain it to him.
Didn't even think of that.
People we don't.
I told him yesterday I don't want that anymore.
Yeah. It's a couple of things that we took off the montage, actually.
Like oh, yeah? What?
Well, the other documentary guy, too.
Well, he was in the. What was his thing? Freaking Weekend. Maybe
I'm about to have him.
Yeah, we can't have that anymore.
Right. Nope.
You know, all the people who are pedophiles, they're not welcome here.
Right.
Yeah. If you're a pedophile, please stop listening.
Please.
We don't want you.
We don't want you in our Friday montage.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Woo! She has made her first ever post on Instagram. Yep. Well, yes, I was at the Royal Museum of the Things to Do with Science and Arts and Nature. And I saw a letter written to my great-great-grandfather. I can't remember his name now, but it doesn't matter. From the man who invented the computer in the 1800s. It was called the
difference machine or something to that effect. At some point, I'll read the story to you, and it will be very exciting. So Queen Elizabeth, 43 years ago, she sent an email. Like, she was one of the first people. Yes, an email.
43 years ago.
She, that, you know, somebody in somewhere. Let me see if I can find the exact date on it. Actually, that might be wrong because I'm seeing this was in 1843. Oh, you know, 43 years after she sent her first email. I don't know. So she visited. So they say, you know, she was being told about the innovations in computer science many, many years ago. And when you think about it, really, Vinny, how long ago was 43 years? 89? So like
I wasn't alive.
Yes, you were. 87. No, it couldn't have been 87. It was 77?
I don't know, man.
Well,
I just,
he's going
to
be 50.
Look, I know that she got to the email machine long before I did, long before, because I was way late to the game.
Right. Hold on. So 30 years ago was 89, right? So mid-70s, she sent an email. Mm. So must have been something military. Isn't that where it all started, in the military somewhere?
Supposedly, I don't know.
So years and years before we ever did. However, she's really late to the boat on the whole Instagram thing. She's got 4.6 million followers.
And no pictures.
This is her first post.
Oh, so she put up one pic and immediately had 4.6 million followers.
Well, that's what it looks like. You know, what is her actual last name? Because she signed it Elizabeth R. She didn't sign it QE2 or whatever.
I don't know what her last name is.
Rothschild. I don't know what it is. I mean, something
so
high
what,
end.
What's her Instagram? Because I'm looking at Instagram/the royal family.
Let's see.
And that has 2,400
you know what?
Posts.
Here's the. I think that's where she posts. This is not her personal.
I see.
This is her first ever post on Instagram, but it's to the royal family's
Got
account.
It.
At the so Elizabeth Royalton Mc.
Elizabeth Alexandra.
So the R is for royal
and Mary.
Windsor.
Yeah, I thought Windsor was the family name.
That's the last thing it shows.
She doesn't have a middle name like Raquel.
Alexandra,
maybe.
What is the handle for the page?
The royal family.
So there you go. It's Elizabeth R.
The royal.
Whatever.
Regal. Royal.
Oh, her wiki page has her signature on it, too.
Really amazing.
See
it does.
Oh,
let's
see.
Little
R right there.
Oh, how weird.
Even though her wiki page says her middle and last
just
name.
Just royal family,
Alexandra
maybe.
Alexandra Mary.
Whatever.
So she
Who gets to tell her? Nobody.
Nobody.
She's the
I pick any initial I like. And that's the one I use. Today
I
my favorite letter is R.
She is the damn queen.
She is the damn
she
queen.
She does whatever she wants. Don't ask me. I tell you.
So rather than opting for the and this is what got me started on what was my first Instagram post, they say the selfie is generally speaking, the first Instagram post.
That's what I did.
No.
I didn't put a picture of myself up there until my fourth post. Oh, no. That one was with Yuzette. You know, but here's the thing. For the people who stopped following me on Instagram because I post too many pictures of my yard, it was a picture of my yard.
Was your first?
It was my very, in 2012.
My first was me and Susan, the yoga teacher, now Power Yoga. 2014 on New Year's Day, we gave each other a peck.
Vinny missed that whole thing. You have to tell him again. Vinny, here's my first one.
Look at you.
Oh my God, I'm so cute. So 2012, let's see. My first post was April 26, 2012. It's a shot of my backyard.
Oh, there's you and Yuzi.
He's got a picture. I don't know how he has
all
these
pictures.
Are we
the first ones?
No, we're not, but we're right up there.
Oh yeah, we were kissing.
So I want to know what everybody's first very first. So, who right, tell
so
Vinny again.
What was it?
My very first post is with Susan. It's a New Year's peck.
Oh, were you guys still dating then?
No,
I think
we
they were because they're making out in the picture.
We're just
my first when I, you know what? This is in my kitchen. So I signed up for Instagram in the kitchen. I got on there, did that, and then did a selfie.
The kitchen at your apartment or the
no,
kitchen
this was
in San Mateo?
San Jose.
Oh,
Jose.
So I would have been living
San
with
San Jose.
I would have been living with the missus at that point already.
I see.
My fourth picture.
What's the date, Vinny? On it?
Let me see. April 26, 2012.
Dude, I think me and you signed up the same day.
Well, right.
Yeah.
We must have gone. I guess we got to get on this.
Right. Not surprised at all.
My fourth picture is me holding Isla.
Oh.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
It must be pretty soon on mine, too. Hey, so What date did you join? You joined far before us, didn't you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I joined 2 years after you.
After?
After us? How
is
that possible?
Yeah, I joined 2014.
He was anti for a long time.
He was?
Were you?
He was. He was super anti. Now he's the king of social media. But
hey.
I'm very surprised.
He really is, too. Sometimes I look and go, he never misses a like, and he likes stuff long before anyone else can get to it.
He likes to be the first like.
Mm. He's a hipster of Instagram. Yeah.
Dang.
So, Bryn, what was your first post ever on Instagram?
Of Toddy. This is around the time I got him as a puppy.
And what year was it? Well, like, tell me the date.
2012, July.
July of 2012.
Do you
little tiny Toddy.
Human, do you get, what do they call those, alerts or whatever? Is that turned on your Instagram?
Only for Michael Franti.
Oh. Like you're saying if Michael Franti likes a post of yours?
No, when he posts, I get a notification, but for nobody else, just for him.
Oh, wait, you don't care about the rest of us?
No, I do.
Wow, and you don't. You obviously don't.
That hurts.
What happened was, remember when Instagram changed their everything and
yes.
everyone's like, you're not going to get unless you, like, you know, specifically ask? So when he did that, I went ahead and said I'd like a notification when he posts.
Oh.
That was it.
But I just him. Just not Sarah.
Him. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, you guys come up in my feed anyway, and I go back and like all your pictures, so.
You're amazing. All right, Yuzi, what was your first post ever?
Oh, my first post was May 2nd, 2012, and it was of Hooman and his broke down phone.
Oh.
Remember that one phone he had where it was completely cracked?
You couldn't even see to the screen.
He would get cuts on his finger just from trying to run his fingers on the screen. That was my first one.
Kind of ghetto.
Yeah.
Ghetto phone.
And the second one was that butt picture. Remember you guys saw that last week?
Yeah. Why were we looking at your Instagram from way back when?
Because I said the first post was something something. But anyway, that post disappeared from my phone.
Oh, yeah. There was some post you were looking for about you were laying upside down.
No, not that one's gone. But the butt picture where I was, you, me, and Danielle were showing our butts in the
office.
That's
gone now?
Yeah, I can't find it. Vinny, did you take it from my phone?
How did you take it?
I just saw it on Instagram the other day.
Yeah, we just saw it on Instagram.
I know, but
I didn't take anything.
Does it leave if you repost it? Does it leave?
No.
No.
Oh, did you let's all repost our very first.
I didn't
Why?
Repost it.
Why not?
I don't want
it. I don't want it.
You don't want All right.
But I found some great pictures of like Yuzi and you guys though.
It is funny how I mean we've been on it now for
Whoa.
I know, right?
What's that?
Why are you at Yuzette's house
it's
and she's in bed?
It's actually Yuzette at Hooman's house, I think.
Oh.
That was the day you didn't come.
I did come. I was outside.
You didn't come.
Going, why do you people leave me out here alone?
No, you're such a liar. Oh, my God.
You did. We went to Blim's that day.
Yeah, we all went to Blim's.
Oh, yeah. Hooman, look at how'd you like to come home to that?
Oh, yeah. That's good. I'll take it.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes.
Anyway, Queen Elizabeth was the first person did her first post ever on Instagram. And it was today as I visit the Science Museum, I was interested to discover a letter from the Royal Archives written in 1843 to my great-great-grandfather, Prince Albert. Prince Albert. Hot. Today.
You're into that?
No, I'm just being hilarious.
Oh.
So it was, let's see. The Science Museum has long championed technology innovation and inspired the next generation of inventors. 4.6 million followers. Let's see. The invention was the analytical engine of the difference engine. And these were the very earliest possible, you know, the forefathers of today's computers were these things that they're. Charles Babbage designed the difference engine, and Prince Albert had the opportunity to see a prototype in 1843. Anyway,
a lot of people are saying that Regina, she put R at the end, stands Regina, which means queen.
Oh,
Like the Regine.
Regents? I don't know.
Right.
What were you going to say, Vinny?
Do you think if the queen heard your impression of her, she'd say, who the hell is that?
What am I doing? I don't remember saying that. How is this person so indubitably accurate? Does it sound like me?
It's so accurate, huh?
It's as though I was recorded in my sleep. I clearly have a doppelganger somewhere here on Earth. Who is this imposter? Sounds just like me. What a beautiful voice. My God, I could sit and listen to her all the livelong day.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps I'll have her for tea. We can discuss.
Okay, Queen. We got it.
Oh, but I'm just getting warmed up. Ah, Pete Davidson. Oh, God, he's the best. He, you know, I don't know. Get whatever you want for a tattoo. He just got a giant unicorn tattooed down the whole...
Who did this?
Pete Davidson. You know, the one who was doing Ariana Grande and now he's doing Kate Beckinsale. Run! Mm-hmm. So here's a picture of his new...
So he's a five-year-old girl.
Apparently. Because it's a big, beautiful unicorn.
My daughter and her people...
Oh, the five-year-olds?
...are so into unicorns.
What's not to be into? It's a horse with a horn and magical powers of healing and rainbows.
And we have puppy corn, which is a puppy stuffed animal with a unicorn.
Why is it that a puppy corn is so much less like romantic than a unicorn? Like a puppy corn just seems like, God, what happened to that dog? But a unicorn is like, oh my God, it's a unicorn.
She's into it all. Mm. The mythical beauty. Mm. I don't know, but good for him. So he's got a unicorn on himself.
I think I'm going to start a new comic book where, like, you take a eunuch, like Varys, the spider from Game of Thrones,
what?
And put a horn on him.
Oh,
it's like a unicorn.
He's so creepy.
I know.
So his
get it?
Horn
so he's
is
a eunuch, right?
He's got a
no, right? Well, he's a unicorn. get it?
Right,
he's,
but he also has no.
Yeah, he's got
other
no junk
protrusions.
Right. Oh yeah, those are right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's lopped off, right?
Mm-hmm. It was given to some mystic, right? Like, as a little boy, the guy was like, well, what I need is a little boy's gonads. So I'm taking yours.
Oh, they don't take the stick, just the berries.
I think he's alluded that the whole area went.
Right, that's what I was assuming.
I think so.
Right.
Although, where do you pee from if that happens to you?
It's.
I would think you just bleed out.
I would imagine there's some kind of...
I think a eunuch just gives up their balls.
Opening.
But I think he... All the stuff had to go.
It's probably messy. I'm guessing he has to sit.
Maybe they leave a stump.
Yeah, but he has to sit.
Oh, for sure. Oh, right. My God, yes. Eunuchs. We're talking about eunuchs. So don't look at me so confused. Don't worry. There's nothing to pull here. Yeah, there's no audio of eunuchs. Okay. It's, you know. He was looking at me like, what do I do with this?
Well, I just stepped out and came back in. And I'm like, what are they talking about right now?
We're talking about unicorns. Okay, what's coming up in the news, man? Happy Friday, everybody!
Wow, from that to who knows what after the...
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, listen. I want to let you in on a little secret, Vinny.
Uh-oh.
Bryn's dad is coming by.
Oh, man.
What?
In the 9 o'clock hour.
Maybe, okay. You guys.
Yeah. No, he's coming by.
What does that mean?
I should check on that.
Why? Why is he coming in?
I guess he's got
Are we in trouble?
Randomly, no. He just has a friend in town. I think he wants to swing by.
Are you busted?
Oh, he's got wants a friend. To show off his prize son
yes.
to
so,
his friend.
Bryn goes.
Well, I've been meaning
he's got,
to.
He does nothing but pick on us and our, you know, tell us, you know, everything
oh,
we're doing
on,
wrong.
Uh-huh. Some things are off.
Oh, they are? And then, but whenever he's got a friend around.
Way to go, Sarah.
He wants to show off his amazing kids.
You're making it super uncomfortable now.
What's your dad's name?
Dean.
I had some questions
Dean.
For
Dean.
Dean. Yeah, like James Dean, everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, he's the Vietnamese James Dean. I've got some questions for Dean. Can we talk to him on the air?
Oh, sure.
I've got my top seven questions
no,
for
you
Dean.
No, you can't ask that many questions.
I don't want you guys to, you know, I don't want to
he
hype
said,
it all
he
up.
He said, do not bring up politics.
You well, know what I you should do, Hooman?
You know what?
We can set you up with a podcast after the show, and you and Dean can sit down
oh
and do
God.
Like 45
that
minutes.
That sounds like a great idea.
You know what? I have no questions for Dean.
No, don't worry. We've got questions for Dean.
Hooman
and I have some questions.
Pick your top three, Hooman.
Well,
you too, Sarah.
Do I really have to tell you what things are supposed to be on the air and not on the air?
You do. You have to tell me.
I won't ask any questions about politics.
Yeah, me neither.
We weren't supposed to talk about that either on the air. What are you doing right
He's
now?
Not listening right now. Don't worry. He doesn't like
you,
or the show.
That.
He doesn't like you.
I just want to know how proud Dean is of Bryn.
Oh, I know.
This is terrible.
So
like,
he's
fantastic.
I'm sure he's busting a U-turn right now.
Oh, please. Are you kidding me? He's burning rubber to get here. I can't wait to say
everything
I think.
Is he driving up in the Lamborghini?
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm pretty sure.
Wait, he's got.
He should take his helicopter.
He has a Lamborghini.
Yeah,
he has a helicopter.
I'm making that part up.
About the helicopter.
We do have a heli landing up above us, don't we?
We do.
Do we?
I don't know.
We might.
Do we? I'm gonna have to fly in sometime.
Oh my God. All right, anyway, so sometime we'll in the 9 o'clock hour.
So
it looks
try to
like...
confirm though, Bryn, so I can let security know that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Hates a hyper.
What's Dean's friend's name?
Yeah, what's his friend's name?
Come on, guys. Just
he's going to be here. Why can't you say his name? You don't know his name.
Friend of
okay.
Dean.
Okay, all right. It's time for here
the
we go.
Radio Alice Report.
Torture each other, don't we?
Happy Friday,
everybody.
With us.
Oh, I love you guys.
Sorry, Holmes.
I know. I was thinking, sorry, Bryn.
Oh, me too. I'm really sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Oh, be sorry. Just be sorry.
I appreciate
sorry,
you not,
I'm not sorry.
Piling on me.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by International Women's Day.
Oh, yay. I am powerful.
You know what? I have, because I don't really know, this seems like a new sort of thing, right?
What? International Women's Day?
Yeah, like how do you celebrate it?
I don't know how you celebrate. I don't know if it's new. I don't know when they started doing it. I feel like this isn't the first one, but no. What do I know?
2018, there was a little, what do we call this? A survey results. In 2018, the biggest issues facing American women today. Number one was sexual violence. Number two was sexual objectification. Number three was unequal pay. And number four was the ability to balance career and children. Mm.
What year?
This was 2018.
Oh, this was last year.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that could be really any year.
Well, you know what?
The perpetual women's issues.
I think you would see, because they do have 2017 here, and the first thing on the list is unequal pay. So you're seeing the sort of movement mm-hmm. of the same topics, but they're the same topics, for sure. So, anyway, International Women's Day.
I am powerful!
Woo!
Period.
Right. The front page of the San Jose Merc this morning has, here's your headline. Drought has washed away.
Really?
So we've had, you know, traffic jams and accidents and power outages and floods and more. But we also appear to be, for the most part, out of drought throughout the state of California. They say there's still a teensy little bit of abnormal dryness, which is on the spectrum. They've got exceptional drought in burgundy and in a very light shade of yellow, abnormally dry. And it's right there down at the border of Mexico and right there at the top on the border of Oregon.
Aren't you kind of surprised that there's any drought between here and Oregon?
Yeah.
It's so weird. It must be just like some little micro desert or something. Mm-hmm. Because that is, I couldn't believe that. Down by the border of Mexico, absolutely.
Right.
The desert, yes.
Well, anyway, the news is good.
It's good, but it doesn't mean that you should start wasting water.
No, we've been soaked by relentless storms. California, as of this week, has less land area in drought status than any other time in the last 7 years. Less than 1% of the state, a sliver.
Mm. It's great. And you know what else it means when we get this
still
kind of rain?
Dryness.
That all the groundwater replenishes too, because, you know, people's wells run dry because we suck all the water out of below the ground too. So hopefully this is, let's have it like, not like this winter, but close to this winter for the next few winters. Wouldn't that be such a relief?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyway,
why is today so awesome?
The news.
Friday?
Yeah, that's part of it for sure.
I can't believe off the air, Sarah goes, oh, today's going to be so great. I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to go so much. I'm going to sew. And I'm like, I'm leaving the room. I'm happy it makes you happy, but
it
it's
does.
A weird thing to be all frothy about.
I know. It's just so fun. I love it.
That's good. That's great.
My productivity has never been greater.
Good.
You guys sold out at Slappy stuff?
No, there's stuff up there. Mm.
Don't forget daylight saving time this weekend, everyone. So, and weather-wise, so we got blue skies here in
well,
the city,
you've told
but
us
still
that
a chance
as
for
of
some
Wednesday,
sprinkles. We're done.
Just get through Tuesday, you guys.
I predict.
Because Vinny has promised 70 and sunny for the rest of the year.
I don't believe that's what I said, but
pretty
I do
close.
Think we're done with the atmospheric rivers.
Oh, let that thing
come
redirect.
Mid-month. So, that's my guess.
I like it better as a
I'm trying
less
to
of a
be
guess, more of a promise.
Optimistic.
Yeah. Well,
we've all had it.
I would just love to put my summer my outdoor furniture cushions back on. Oh. You know, and sit outside.
My clematis is going crazy right now.
Your what?
What's that? Is that a plant?
It's a creeping vine, and absolutely cascading with white flowers. It is so beautiful.
Dude. What did you call it?
A clematis. And every time it's not that. It's a flower. And every time
sure,
I walk by it.
As well, though.
Is it purple?
Are you
it's
sure?
Not. It's
sure.
It's a white one. It's a four petal white one. You can find it on there. It's so freaking, every time I walk by it, I'm just like, and you can, it has this very light perfume. And I know next month my cherry tree is going to explode.
Oh my God.
Oh! Bring on the spring. Yeah.
Mm. What's the first thing?
The clematis.
And then what's the second thing?
The cherry tree. I have a flowering cherry tree. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. I'll put pictures on Instagram. People love pictures of my yard.
You're like an AC/DC song.
What do you mean?
With all the double entendre going on here.
There's no double entendre. Oh, because cherry tree. I get it. That's hilarious.
And clematis.
Clematis is not a double entendre. That's the name of a flower.
Wow.
Is it? The way you said it the first time, it didn't even sound like that.
And some people say clematis.
Oh, clematis.
Oh, look at you. You're doing it again.
I say clematis.
Right.
Because I heard a botanist say clematis.
Vinny, did you pimp out your backyard?
What?
Did you pimp out your backyard?
No.
How big is your backyard?
It's big.
It's big. Right now, the only concern we have is making sure the fence doesn't
fall.
Oh,
yeah. How's that going?
Yeah,
nothing's gone
with the fence.
Zero has happened.
So you got it all shored up and you're getting a company to come in and do it.
Went out there and made sure the thing will stay up for a few more minutes.
They probably want the ground to dry up a little
probably.
Bit before
right.
they start doing
probably
that.
Probably going to have to wait, but it's definitely a thing that's on the list of things.
Are you going to pimp out your backyard like Sarah?
I think his
backyard's
already
okay.
pretty out.
It's pretty well done. And no, the answer is no, absolutely not.
You're not going to get some awesome furniture for back there so you can like hang out under your heat lamps?
You know what? I go out my front door and hang out in the outdoors. Mm. And then when I get home, I come inside. And then I'm home and it's usually nighttime.
You don't go in the backyard.
I go out there for a minute or two to see what is.
Aren't you going to have cookouts and stuff?
That fence looks like it's about to fall over.
I better go out there.
Oh, I was thinking I'd better go back inside.
Yeah, I leave.
I'm going to shore that thing up.
Yeah, I like halibut. We barbecue a little bit out there, but we don't, you know.
Is there a built-in kitchen out there? There is, right?
Yeah.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you. You got to get a nice table and chairs.
I was under the impression that you guys might put a fire pit out there. Is that
there
true?
Is a fire pit already out there.
See, he's got a pimped out. They even have a pergola.
Have you guys ever roasted marshmallows?
I believe we have.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I do.
He doesn't like peel and eat, though. He doesn't want to peel his own. He wants them to be peeled.
I'll take the battered shrimp is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I prefer just a plain shrimps, but I want them cleaned. I don't want any face or legs or... Just
hard shell.
Just the little tail piece that I'll not bite when I pull the whatever.
Well, if
that
they're
is.
Deep fried, you can eat the tail.
Dip or no dip.
The little tail.
Never
piece.
Eat the tail.
Dip or no dip.
You're crazy.
Never.
Well, you can't eat it sometimes. But if it's been deep fried, it's totally crunchy and delicious.
No.
Yes.
Don't you know
tempura
that's the
shrimp?
Tail?
Yeah, it's a tail.
Oh. Why do you gotta eat every damn thing?
The whole thing you're eating is the tail.
Yeah, Bryn.
That's just, I'm talking about the tail fins.
I do like lobster, but I don't eat the tail.
Oh my God,
actually,
that's all you eat is the tail.
I eat the tail,
you
but not the
tail.
But the flap, the flipper, I don't eat the flipper.
There's meat inside the flippers.
Oh my God, you do not.
Yes. If you're careful, you can get it out.
I don't want to be careful. Anyway, where was I?
I don't know.
Fire pit.
No, I wasn't. Wasn't anywhere near that.
Oh, I love you guys.
All right. This is, I guess, news for those of you who want to check out Ashley Madison sometime soon.
Nobody wants to do that.
Isn't it time?
It's not. She'll burn you. That lady is, she gave all your information out.
Someone surveyed 2,600 people who'd been married for at least 5 years and zeroed in on the ones who admitted that they'd had an affair before. Mm. And here's the breakdown of all the costs that had come with it. Hotels, $123 a month.
Oh, that's it?
Oh, I guess they're going to a Days Inn and twice a month. Jeez. You know, $60 night. Or maybe there's a $39 highway hotel.
Yeah, that's weird. That seems. I guess this wasn't done in a big city because you can't even get one room
for one night
here in the city for $123.
All right.
Dinner and drinks, $162. Mm. Gifts, $54.
Oh.
Cheapo. Movie ticket, 69.
What's
you know,
going on? 69, hilarious. Nice.
They say it adds up to about $450 a month to have an affair.
Oh, I was that's thinking you figure in the divorce cheap. Money,
that
too.
That is so low.
Yeah, that's
that is
very
so
low.
Low.
Yeah.
And they say the average fling outside your marriage lasts about 6 months. Oh. So that means the average affair costs over $2,500.
Well, and it costs you your relationship and divorce.
Half.
Right, it costs you half. No, stop it. Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? That's their dumb commercial.
My wife.
Everybody jump in. Come on.
I'm not singing this song under protest.
Meanwhile.
And by the way, all these guys got burned because all their names got released.
Everybody
my
now.
Wife.
Oh, my God.
Everybody now.
And then my wife.
Medicine's rock.
I like it.
Look at her.
Don't dance
She's
to that.
Dancing.
She's
dancing to that.
That is jamming.
Is that do not dance.
I should add that to the montage.
Do not add that. Please. I love the montage. Don't add a bunch of crap I hate. No. It's never time.
Isn't it weird? That you hear all those guys singing like that. Meanwhile, there have to be girls on the site for that to be of any use, and there were none.
There, that was right. the problem with
there
Ashley
were none.
Madison.
There
well,
were
there were
zero.
Fake girls. There were girls who would write to you and you know keep you interested and keep you paying, I guess.
Right. Ashley Madison had it all wrong. The whole point is any party ain't a party unless the girls are at the party. Mm-hmm. Durr.
That's why they have ladies' night.
And the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
No!
Oh, my God.
Stupid. Woman, stop laughing at that.
Sausage party
you know
over
funny?
There.
It's a bunch of dudes.
It's a choir of dudes. That's not funny to you? Come on.
Stupid.
Everybody jump in now.
Everybody.
Everybody now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Other than them, my wife.
Stop it, Uzi.
Other than my wife.
Oh, God.
What are they saying? Ashley Madison's right.
Yeah, Ashley Madison's right.
Hidden Valley Ranch will find any container or will fill any container with ranch this Sunday in Las Vegas.
Why?
Because it's I guess Hidden Valley Ranch Dressing Day.
Oh.
They're holding a Bring Your Own Bottle event in Vegas on the Strip on National. Oh, it's National Ranch Day this Sunday.
Oh. Why only Vegas? Why
you not? Can show up with any container, and they'll fill it to the brim with ranch.
Nice. You should do it in San Francisco.
That is the problem with America.
They claim
right there.
There's literally no limit to what they'll fill: wheelbarrows, bathtubs, baby pools. It's all fair game. It's happening outside the New York Hotel Casino for 1 hour this Sunday from 11 to noon.
Well, they got it in the cement truck.
Probably.
People are just going to lay on the ground with their mouths open.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny.
Jenga.
Yes.
You play it?
I love it.
I play it too.
Yeah. You got to play with the right people. There are jerks. You know, there's certain people. It's like, dude, stop taking the center. Stop taking the center ones.
I play it with my kid.
Yeah. I bet she's terrible at it,
well,
right?
Well, right, you know, but still.
Sure.
Fun.
Teaches her to, you know, have a steady hand.
Jenga means to build in Swahili.
Oh.
The woman who invented the game was born in Ghana and came up with it when she lived there. Huh. And she wouldn't let Hasbro change the name when they bought it from her. Jenga.
It's a great game.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you allow touching before you pull the block?
With one finger.
Yeah,
you can tap. You can tap.
And then you can only use one hand to
one
remove,
hand.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, me and my kid play that.
Yeah,
a lot.
And I'm actually, I say you can try and you get a brick halfway out and it stops. You can move on to another brick.
Oh, you can
F that tower
you
up.
You can't move it. Once you move you can't just abort mission.
You can.
What do you think of that rule, Vinny?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
You would like it if you played at my house.
Would I?
Yeah.
What about using both hands?
No hands.
That is
no both hands.
One hand.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Both hands. What are you, five? That's what my kid does.
I don't know. I just...
Yeah, I want to hold the tower with one hand and yank out a brick with the other hand. No.
You can't do that?
No.
I'm going to make you sit on
and
your
And another
hand.
Thing.
Oh, my God.
Five-year-olds, quit showing me all your cards in Uno. What's wrong with you?
You know what game I...
How many times I got to tell you to hold those up?
Yeah, you're bleeding. Your cards are bleeding onto the table. Hey, there's a game called... Night of the Werewolf or something along those lines. And it's one of those games that's super hard to explain how to play it, but we started playing it with my cousin came out, and everyone gets dealt these cards, and you're like either a werewolf or you're like a villager or whatever it is, and then you have to, there's a 5-minute timer that starts, and you have to ask questions of everybody else and talk and try to figure out who the werewolf is, and it's...
But you can't just come right out and say, are you the werewolf?
Sure you can. And then you sort of gauged by their reaction, and people will come because it's like the werewolves against absolutely.
Oh,
of course you can lie.
Well, what's the penalty if they lie though? And
there's no penalty at the end of the 5 minutes. Everybody has to vote on who they think is the werewolf, and then if the villagers all get together and get it right, because you figure out who's on your team, right. But someone could be lying to you and be like, yeah, I'm a villager. You know, one of these various things.
Is it one night ultimate werewolf?
That could be it, yeah.
And you play it on your game, too.
Oh, yeah, you can do a million, or not. Sometimes people don't talk at all. They just look around and make their decision. It's really fun.
Is it?
Is it easy to find the
werewolf? Let me ask you a question.
No, it's hard.
Do you have a drink in your hand when you play this game?
Well, you certainly could.
I'm asking you,
did I have
a drink in your...
I did not have a drink because it was the night, we played it the last night we were there. That my cousins were there. So it was like a Tuesday night and I had to work on Wednesday morning. So I did not have a drink in my hand.
And you liked it?
It's great.
All right.
And the more you play it too, the more you're like, oh, I see what you did there. It almost like you have to play with people who know how to play it first. But it was, you need at least 5 people too.
Okay.
Really fun.
Because sometimes the key to something being fun is that drinks are part of it.
Well, that does always enhance things. But no, this one is, it was good. It's like kind of interesting strategy, logic. It's fun.
Night of the Werewolf.
Something along those lines. It's a card. And part of it is an app on your phone. It directs you. It directs you what to do at the very beginning of the game. It's great.
It's very involved.
It's less involved than I'm making it sound. It's fun.
All right.
Anyway, for people who like games, that's a good one.
And then when you guys all decide who the werewolf is, then what happens?
Well, at the end of 5 minutes, you have to be done talking, and that's when everybody votes.
Right,
and
then, but then when you win...
Then what happens?
And then either the werewolf team or the villagers get a point.
But we're $5, like, is there a $5 pot?
Sure, there could be. There could be a pot.
Oh.
I don't, you know, you could figure out a betting way. I can see that happening.
Everybody. I feel like I got to watch a round or two.
No, just play.
I feel like getting a point isn't good enough. There should be more.
You know, honestly, you don't even know. It's just so fun to play that you don't even need to keep score.
Oh, all right.
In my humble opinion. Do you like halibut? I do. It's not part of the game.
We should go.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.